This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is a Fantasy Fast Track podcast. I'm Brad the Big Noise Evans, joined by Senior Fun Buns Brandon Funston from The Athletic. And we have got a colossal matchup on Thursday Night Football. The Green Bay Packers going to the desert to face the untouched Arizona Cardinals. Here it is, Funston, the line. Arizona minus 6.5 because Green Bay, I think, is going to be trotting out Antonio Freeman, Robert Brooks, Jordy Nelson.
They wish.
Maybe Greg Jennings could come out of retirement. He looks in great shape, according to social media, by the way. Still got abs for days. You know, with all the COVID issues, no Davante Adams, no Al Lazard. So far, hopefully nobody else will be in protocol, and they're not going to have their defensive coordinator either. But Arizona now up to minus 6.5 if they opened as a field goal favorite in this game with a total of 50.5. Pulled this one from DraftKings Sportsbook. So give me a pick on the side and a game score prediction, amigo.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a fun one, but I do think the loss of Davante Adams is going to leave Aaron Rodgers a little bit lost in the wilderness here. I can just kind of see this being one of those games where they're just fired up in Arizona. That defense is fired up, nationally televised game. The pass rush is getting crazy, and Aaron Rodgers is, you know, doesn't have his trusty buddy there with him. So I initially was thinking 31-27 with the Packers cover, but I think the loss of Davante Adams, I have to knock it down about 3 points. So I'm going to go 31-24. I think this game is over. I definitely think it's over still, even without Davante Adams. But I think Arizona's going to actually cover this.
I got a 31-19. So yeah, that
you're on the same wavelength.
Well, except do the math. 31 plus 19. Oh, that's 50. Yar, oh. Me mateys at Captain Hook. Maybe good to be. So I'm just tucking under. But yeah, I'm going to lay the chalk here with Arizona minus the 6.5. Yeah, it's going to be a tough one out there for Aaron Rodgers. Robert Tonyan over under 20 targets. Brandon, go. No, I kid. Well, we're going to break it all down here. Let's get to that with another Fantasy Five.
Number five.
All right, Brandon, let's talk about the leftovers right now for this Green Bay Packers franchise and what they're going to be trotting out there. Now, here's the good news. You know, at tape time of this podcast, MVS, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, was trending in the right direction to return. So pick your poison, assuming MVS is going to be active in this game. Who stands out most at receiver, excluding Tonyan, just WRs we're talking about, which put your money on Randall Cobb, Equanimeous St. Brown, the rookie Amari Rodgers, or MVS?
You said that name, Equanimeous St. Brown. That's not a real person, is it? Who's that? Has Equanimeous St. Brown ever been the right answer in his 3 years in Green Bay?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
I expect that. You know, he's kind of like Green Bay's version of Traquan Smith. He's just a wallflower.
Yeah.
Look, I'm all MVS. I'm all team MVS if he's coming back. He was the guy that was getting a lot of love for getting a more well-rounded game over the preseason, being talked up. He was a guy that, you know, bubbled up a lot more than we'd seen him last season. He's starting to make some big plays. I think he's in a position, assuming that hamstring is good to go, I think he's in a position to just, you know, hit the ground running on his return, or hit the ground receiving on his return.
Yeah, I mean, Randall Cobb is interesting to me. And the reason why I bring that up, you know, I'd be curious to see, you know, obviously he's going to get a lot of slot action. And if he goes up against Byron Murphy in those situations more often than not, he's given up right around a 58% catch rate. But I don't think he's going to find the end zone. And I think his yardage, you know, height is capped a little bit. Yeah, I'm with you on MVS. And if he could get any piece of Marco Wilson, that's the key matchup there. If MVS can line up against Marco Wilson, I will almost throw the G word out there. Guarantee a touchdown, because he's going to torch him like a creme brulee, much like most people have down the field this season. Wilson giving up an 80.6 catch rate and 141.4 passer rating to his assignment. So, Brandon, you and I are on the same page there. Where would you rank MVS, assuming that he's active? Is he top 40 guy this week?
Did I have my rankings already? Let me see here. I have MVS currently at wide receiver 30.
Wow. So you are okay. Well, let's do this. We got to put this in context here, a little head to head. Let's do an impromptu game of that.
Okay.
You tell me you'd rather have this week.
MVS. I was comparing myself against the experts there. I was looking to see where I was. So, okay, go ahead.
MVS in his return, or Jerry Jeudy in his own return?
I am going to go with MVS. I just think that if MVS is healthy, he is the number one target, where Jerry Jeudy is going to be, you know, he's going to be fending off Cortland Sutton and Tim Patrick. Noah Fant, it's got a good, delightful matchup. If you look at the numbers of what tight ends have done to the Washington football team as well. So they are very close to each other in my rankings, but I have MVS slightly ahead.
No, thank you. Give me Jerry Jeudy, please. I have Jerry Jeudy at wide receiver 29. I have MVS right now at wide receiver 39. How about MVS or same game, different name, AJ Green?
I'm going to go MVS.
I'm going to go AJ Green. Last one, MVS or your boy Tyler Lockett against Jacksonville with old Geno.
I'm going to MVS. I am fading Tyler Lockett. It hasn't hurt me yet. I've faded him ever since Geno has taken over, and it's been 100% for me so far.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're batting 1,000 here. I'm with you. Tyler Lockett's officially dead to me until Russell's back. then he will rise from the grave again, much like Marquez Valdes-Scantling here on Thursday Night Football.
Number 4.
All right, let's go on to the next topic here. Who has the bigger fantasy day at running back for the Desert Birds? Who do you got, Chase Edmonds or James Conner? And I will then throw out a player prop on rush yards, and I'll even throw it out in receiving if you pick a certain someone here. But first, tell me which of the two you think will shine brightest in the box score.
I'm going James Conner. This is a guy that has 6 carries inside the 5-yard line, which is among the leaders in the league, and he's converted 5 of those for touchdowns. He's got 6 total touchdowns. Chase Edmonds has 0. Overall, the half PPR points per game, Connor's only ahead by 1. But if you look at Chase, and it's because of Chase Edmonds, you know, production in the passing game. But if you look at Edmonds and what he's done in the passing game, he's been under 20 yards in 4 straight games receiving. So I think right now I have to give the edge to Connor for the touchdown upside and for the fact that Edmonds hasn't been smashing it in the receiving game of late.
Yeah, it's James Conner for me all day long. And, you know, I think Edmonds could get back to catching balls, but I'm going to fade him. I'm not going to take the over on 22.5 receiving yards. I'm not going to take the under either. But what about James Conner and his rush yards prop at 48.5 yards, over under?
Yeah, I'll take the over on that. He's done that in 3 of the last 4. Looks like he's done it in 4 of 7. But, you know, the volume has been double digits for 5 straight weeks. You know, he's and if this is going to be a competitive game, I think we're going to see a little bit more volume. And I will take over on that.
Oh, easily over. I think he's going to be north of 60, and I'll take an anytime touchdown, please, at plus odds right now at DraftKings or as well at FanDuel. I think
everybody's giving that offering to us. We'll keep taking those plus odds anytime.
It's weird. It really is. I mean, like you mentioned, 6 touchdowns in his last 5 games. He's got 7 attempts inside the 5-yard line. That's top 6 of the position. 19 red zone attempts. That's also top 7, actually, at the position. In Green Bay, they haven't been an impenetrable fortress on the ground, giving up 4.18 yards per carry, 7 combined touchdowns to the running back position. Let's do head-to-head, James Conner or Antonio Gibson on the road in Denver.
Yeah, I'm way down on Antonio Gibson, just not healthy, so definitely James Conner.
Give me the Terminator as well. What about James Conner or Elijah Mitchell in Chicago against the Khalil Mackless Bears?
Yeah, it's still the Elijah Mitchell show until we see some Jeff Wilson or, you know, I'm not holding out hope for Trey Sermon anymore. But until we see someone really kind of figure in there, I'm going to give the volume, expectations the hedge here and go with Elijah Mitchell.
100% Elijah Mitchell for me. Last one, James Conner or Chuba Hubbard in the ATL?
Yeah, again, I got Chuba Hubbard and like 2 spots ahead of Conner. But I it's kind of the same narrative as Elijah Mitchell.
I'm actually going James Conner there. Because I think he's going to find the end zone. So there you go. Trust James Conner.
Number 3.
All right, next up, Aaron Rodgers. Is he more or less a QB1 this week at 12-team leagues? Got 2 teams on bye, no Baltimore Ravens. So you got no Lamar, you got no Derek Carr and the Las Vegas Raiders. So have that in the back of your mind when you're thinking about this prop that is available right now. Pull this from DraftKings. Over or under 253.5 pass yards for the wannabe game show host.
I have Aaron Rodgers barely as a QB1, just for FYI. And I'm going to be under on the 253. big losses again. Davante Adams, Alan Lazard. What do you have? You have the guys that are probably going to be leading the way in targets are going to be short area guys and Aaron Jones and Robert Tonyan. And if you look at what the Cardinals have done this year, only Matt Stafford at 280 has gone over this number, and everybody else has been pretty decidedly under this number. So, I mean, yeah, they haven't played a murderer's row of quarterbacks, but they played some competent guys. Kirk Cousins, 244, Ryan Tannehill, 212, Baker Mayfield, 234. And I think, you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to fall in line somewhere there. I think he could push 253, but I think at the end of the day, he's going to be slightly under.
You know, Aaron Rodgers just looks tired all the time, haggard. Baggy eyed, right? Yeah. And I think, you know, I think his age is just going to intensify with the wrinkles deepening.
He's getting married soon. He's still in sort of the pre honeymoon stage, so he's probably staying up late at night. You know, I'm just hazarding a guess on that.
Well, that could be a lot of sweat sessions here for Aaron Rodgers, and you know, his cardio's up. Good for him. You know, it's good being the guy that's, you know, just a wannabe musician on the State Farm commercials. But I'm with you, man. I'm going to take the under here. Arizona's been dynamite against the pass this season. To give you the nitty-gritty there, fifth fewest fantasy points allowed to the quarterback position, 6.80 yards per attempt, 217.4 yards per game, 1.3 passing touchdowns per game. Fun fact, though, Brandon, in seven games without Davante Adams, Aaron Rodgers actually averaged more fantasy points per game than with Davante Adams.
That's insane. I would never have guessed that. I wonder what that's all about.
Matchups. It's a seven-game sample size. It's significant but not massive compared to the 55 games with Adams. So, you know, I don't really understand it, and I think it's a bunch of poppy hot cock. So I just want to share that with you, just toss it out there anyway. Yeah. Let's do a head-to-head. Aaron Rodgers or Trevor Lawrence, and then Seattle against your Seahawks.
I'm still going Aaron Rodgers, but Trevor Lawrence isn't too far behind.
I've got T-Law, actually, there, Trevor Lawrence. What about Aaron Rodgers or Carson Wentz against the Tennessee Titans?
Again, this is me having Carson Wentz one spot behind Rodgers.
I have Wentz two ahead of Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers or Joe Burrow in New York against the Jets, Jets.
Joe Burrow one spot ahead of Aaron Rodgers. So you don't have Aaron Rodgers as a top 12 quarterback.
No, I got him at QB 13.
Okay, yeah. Where do you have Daniel Jones in relationship to Aaron Rodgers?
I had Daniel Jones at QB 10 ahead of him.
Yeah, I have Daniel Jones right behind him. So.
Oh, I will change your mind. Let it simmer, Brandon. Let it simmer.
Number two.
All right, let's go to the Dachshund of the Desert, the other quarterback in this game, Kyler Murray. His pass yards prop has skyrocketed. Opened at 258.5, got as high as 273.5. It's down now and maybe settled at 270.5. But what I find more interesting with him is his running ability, because he hasn't done a whole hell of a lot on the ground in the last 3 weeks due to the dinged wing. But will the legs begin to churn again this week? 28.5 rush yards is now the prop. Brandon, I locked this in at 26.5, and I'm always feeling good when you see that line movement. But will he earn his sausages on the ground? What do you say against this Green Bay Packers defense giving up 34 rush yards per game to the running back position?
Yeah, he's only gone over this twice. So, and he kind of was talking about, you know, not running this year. So, look at it, with the ding wing you're talking about. So, I'm going to say under here. I think the last two games, he's rushed for 6 and 10 yards, and they've scored 37 and 31 points. They score 30 points against everybody, whether he runs or not. So he did have the 3 rushing touchdowns to start the year off, but he hasn't rushed for a touchdown the last 4 games. They're still getting 37, 30 points. It's still happening. So right now, I think his running is to get himself in a position to throw the ball to. His receivers are doing work for him right now, and I think he's just enjoying that. And I expect that to be the narrative that continues.
If Jared Goff can run to the over, I'm sure Kyler Murray is going to, you know, start pressing that button and hitting those turbo boosters. I get the feeling, this is just a gut feeling, I don't know, I'm not inside the mind of Murray. But I think he's going to start running. I think you could be very opportunistic. Look what Taylor Heinicke did against these guys last week. Can he be 1/5 Taylor Heinicke?
Tell me. I mean, what is there? Is there a good quarterback that was in a, you know, was in a firm position to win the game that ran against them? I think of Heinicke and Goff in those games, and I think of running for their lives, like running for the livelihoods of their team. And I just don't know if Kyler Murray is going to have that same motivation.
Well, let's pull up the history here. Jameis Winston, they had a lead, remember. They crushed Green Bay in week one. Yeah, sure. So he had 37. Justin Fields, that was a competitive game, remember. They only won by 10 there, and he had 43.
Yeah.
All right.
But you're also talking about two teams that don't have receivers. You know, they don't have passing games at all. So,
well, that is 100% valid. Again, no matter where you side here, regardless, Kyler Murray, must-start material, going to be multi-TD performance, probably right around that 270 mark. I think that's a really good pass yards number. But I believe he will run more than what Brandon believes. And you, choice is always up to you.
Number one.
All right, let's get the last one in here. It's Aaron Jones. And there are no props available right now on receptions or receiving yards. We do have a rush yards.
Over. I'm sorry. I didn't hear anything after Aaron Jones. All of a sudden, all I heard was the Dreamweaver song in my head. Aaron Jones. Not to lie, I'm RB2 on Aaron Jones this week.
I am too. I'm exactly the same position that you are at RB2.
You basically just hammer Derrick Henry, you know, in stone into that number one spot, and then you just start ranking after that. So Aaron Jones moved up to two.
Yeah, well, I'm right there with you. His workload is going to be massive. And right before tape time, you and I were discussing this, so let's go and bring it up on air. Rush attempts was 14.5, and it's plus odds in the over. And I decided to fire off a ticket on that, which he's done three times this season, but he hasn't done the last three games. I think this has got to be, what, a 20 to 22 touch game for Aaron Jones?
Yeah, I'm thinking six receptions. So
is he going to go full Kamara?
I think so. That's what I'm basing kind of my ranking on. Yeah. I think he's got the Kamara role that we just saw against Seattle, where he's literally the only real game-changing threat in that Green Bay offense outside of their quarterback. But I think Aaron Rodgers is going to naturally just be magnetized to him in this game because he doesn't have his guy there, as I mentioned, Devontae.
No, I'm with you there. So keep your eyes peeled on those props. And if you're playing showdown mode on DraftKings, I think your captain – you got your answer. It has to be Aaron Jones. And I'll take it for an anytime touchdown, too. You said a points bet. It's still a plus odds. You can get it at FanDuel minus 110, which I still feel is highway robbery. This is going to be the week that Aaron Jones is an absolute wrecking ball, period. End of story. All right, Brandon, before we get out of here, let's talk about some of the other fantasy pertinent individuals in this game. What about Robert Tonyan? You know, a lot of people have cut him. He hasn't done a whole lot in the box score, usually getting like one or two receptions a week. He's not running nearly as many routes and playing nearly as many snaps, but this could be a prime opportunity for him to have a renaissance, given all the absences in that wide receiver core. So do you think Tonyan enters the tight end one conversation at 12-team leagues?
I think he does, because the last time out, he was a tight end one. He emerged from his cave, emerged from hibernation. I think he had 61 yards and a touchdown. And then you look at Arizona, who give up the fewest fantasy points to the tight end position, but they have not faced a top 13 tight end this year. So you kind of have to take that with a grain of salt. Arizona's always kind of been a team that the tight end's done pretty well against. So I think given the absences of Lazard and Adams, I think you have to kind of rank him as a top 12 tight end this week.
All right, let's go head-to-head. Robert Tonyan or same game, different name, Zach Ertz?
I have Ertz, I think, a spot ahead. I'm trying to look it up, but they're both in that 10 to 12 tight end range for me this week.
I got Tonyan at 9, Ertz at 10. And
I go Ertz 10, Tonyan 11.
Ertz lumbering still. He hasn't quite made the end zone yet week. Just crawling. Like you said, it looked like somebody shot him three times, and he was just like trying to get there, trying to get to the end game. What about Robert Tonyan or Mo Alie-Cox, who's been a touchdown machine? He gets Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tonyan because I think there might just be a little bit more volume there for him.
Tonyan for me. What about Robert Tonyan or Hunter Henry in L.A. to face the Chargers?
Oh, revenge game, smash, four straight touchdown games for Henry. Got to go with Henry here. He's number 8 for me.
I love it. Revenge game! Yeah, it's Hunter Henry for me as well. All right, let's go ahead and discuss some of the Arizona wide receivers. I want you to rank these guys in order. Christian Kirk, A.J. Green, Rondale Moore.
I will rank them in order of age. Let me go A.J. Green.
By a mile.
And Rondale Moore. Look, Rondale Moore is the only one I'm probably not thinking about playing this week because the floor is just so low. You know, and it's hard to predict when they're going to have that Rondale Moore game, which is fun to watch when it happens, but, you know, it's happening less than you'd like it to.
Well, the matchup on paper for Rondell Moore is enticing against Shandon Sullivan, who's the primary slot guy. He's given up a 71.4 catch rate and 90.3 pass rating, but I'm with you. It's AJ Green for me. I love his over, by the way, at 44.5, 46.5 receiving yards, whatever you get that number at. I think he's going to be well above that, which he has been pretty much consistently this season, four of his last five games, as a matter of fact. Christian Kirk, I think he's good for, you know, four or five catches. I took the over on his 3.5 catch prop. That's at minus 130 right now at DraftKings. Probably be in that 45 to 55 range. Decent shot at a touchdown. You look at Green Bay, 10th fewest fantasy points allowed to the wide receiver position. So Green, I think probably the best candidate here to churn out a wide receiver three line. And you, my friend, are in agreement. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fantasy Fast Track Podcast. Please follow Funson on the Twitter at Brandon Funson. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And until next time, as always, adios, amigos!